Welcome and thank you for listening to our Sunday broadcast. Join us as we receive from the incorruptible seed of the Word of God today from Pastor Robert Jackson of Word of Faith Worship Center in Concord, North Carolina.
But God, man, God is the real deal. It's the gifts on the inside that make us who we are, amen? Those gifts that God's given us. And every church has been gifted with gifts. They just, are they being on display? Are they being used? Amen? Our confession. I took the timing off now because I timed it down to us. Amen? But let us say this together. Say, Father God, we thank you when? Today. That according in Deuteronomy 6, 10 through 11. That. Maybe I should. That we are getting our lands and our places of employment. All of our debts are being eliminated, and we will owe no man nothing but to love one another. Today we claim our great and goodly cities, all our houses full of good things, our vehicles and all the equipment and people we need to preach and teach the word of faith to the world, to make ready a people, what? Prepared for the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I listened to Brother Jesse, and he's preached his message on heaven. Yesterday, Mom was her one-year anniversary of slipping right into those pearly gates at 5:28. Last year, she left. And it's amazing, Jesse didn't share some things in his book that the Lord, the Holy Ghost said, now share this now. And just blessed me because the Lord deals with me in twos. Twos has always been personal to me. I said personal. See, God does personal things for his people. He's no respecter, but he'll do special things for you that you'll just know that no man could do that. That's got to be God. That's just the Father that we serve. And as Jesse was retelling his story, his mother, he said, 2 days before she passed. And see, my ears perker up when I hear two. Why? Because God made it personal to me. That's the way he speaks to us. We get our ears up. 2 days before his mother passed, she told Jesse that the Lord had spoke to her. She was a praying mama. And Jesse says, I was a heathen from hell. He was a bad boy. But you know what? He had a good heart. He was just bad, messed up in his head. Talking about Jesse. That's all of us before we were change. Jesus made the change in Jesse. And how? Why? His mama prayed for him. Even when he was out there doing stupid stuff, mama's still praying. But his mama didn't tell him that she had prayed to God for a preacher. And the Lord said, it's Jesse. and his mama said, it can't be Jesse, guy. He's a heathen. See, what we think is God, that's not the way God thinks. But he said, no, I've called Jesse. So what did Jesse's mama call? She started calling Jesse the preacher. But she didn't tell Jesse. See, some things, it's just meant for us to keep between me and God. Until he says, now, tell it. Lisa just shared some things with me this morning about some things God told her, some things she wrote down. Now's the time to share it. Now's that rhema. Give that word now. Amen. Now. And when God says now, don't wait. Release it now. And it just blessed him. 2 days before his mother passed, she said, Jesse, God's faithful. Look at you, preaching the word. Amen? And I know that blessed Jesse to hear his mama say that. Now, I can't say mama called me to be a preacher, but I can relate. Say relate. I can relate as a young child, mama pulling me out of the bed to go with her to wait on daddy to get out of the bars because daddy lost his license because he's drinking and driving, and they took his license. Thank you, Jesus. They took his license. He could have killed somebody. But mom would take me, the little one, out there to wait with daddy at the bar for some of that hours. Just sitting in the car with mama. I can't recollect everything, but I remember pushing buttons. That's when you had push-button radios, AM/FM. Didn't have no, I guess that was stereo, Jim, but it was the push button, and it moved from 9 to 12. You can see it. The old Chevrolet, Ford Chevrolet truck. Didn't have much light either, you know. What is a kid going to do for 2 hours sitting in a vehicle? We're talking about kindergarten age. But I know Mama was soothing me, calming me, talking to me, and I know she was praying for me, amen? And I believe, I know God is faithful to his words. So I just thank God for Mama taking me, amen, because she needed somebody to keep Daddy from wanting to push the gas pedal and grab the steering wheel and wreck the car. He was just full of alcohol and full of the devil. But God was in that car, amen? The Holy Ghost was in that car. Mercy was in that car, amen? So I thank God for his mercy and for mothers, amen? For praying mothers. And I got to read. I'll get with my sister because Mom did journal. And we didn't know Mom did a journal. She was hiding that thing. Didn't let us know some things she was saying and praying. But God knows. He knows it all. And he's a good God. So we're going to continue today. Still talking about faith in God. Talking about the fig. Having a fig. Have faith in God. And I'm going to pick up on part two of putting faith to work. And I'll tell you, Brother Bill Winston shared this, and I wanted to glean from it. I ain't sure how long ago it's been, but it just ministered to my heart when I was talking about faith, and the Lord was showing us some things about faith. And I saw it being put to work today. But I never saw it at the level that he was talking about, faith being your servant. Amen. To serve, well, let me get into it. We're going to be in our popular scripture, Mark 11:23. Why is it popular? Because Jesus said it, amen? Brother Hagin said it too, but Jesus said it first, amen? That's what matters, what Jesus said. And if you say what Jesus said, you'll have what Jesus had, the God kind of faith, amen? That moves mountains, moves obstacles, changes lives, amen? Mark 11:23, actually, I think I gave Kelsey my copy. Is I got writing on y'all's copy? Or did I even give you? They said I didn't. Pastor, you didn't even give us a copy. Kelsey, this is y'all's copy. Come on up here. You can have it. Read. You can take it to them. I got you a copy. Amen. By two witness, my thing be established. I got two copies. But actually, you can't leave out Mark 11:22. Have faith in God. That's the whole thing Jesus was talking about. After he spoke to that fig tree, he said, Randy, have faith in God. Jesus, you can have that same kind of faith. It's available to anybody. All that will come, let them come. Let them hear. You know, Jesus didn't go out there and drag people to come to his meetings. He just sent disciples out and said, go let people know I'm coming. Tell them the kingdom of God is here. If they want to be healed, let them come. If they want to be filled, let them come. If they want to hear some good news, he said, let them come. He didn't go drag them. He just sent the messengers. And if you didn't believe the message, you didn't come. And guess what? You didn't get healed. You didn't get no good news. Amen. We haven't changed. We got good news here. Amen. The word is good news. I said the word of God is good news. It's full of good things. Goodly things. That's Deuteronomy. That's the old law. That was the second telling of the law. We got a better covenant. Because Jesus has said, Jesus fulfilled the law. And he said, just love God and love people. And all the things is going to be added to you. But you need to read to know what things are supposed to be added to you. Amen. God don't bring sickness. He don't bring disease. He don't bring the curse. He brings the blessing. Some people just read the curses and forget about what God said, but I'm the blessing. I want to bless you. Amen. I want to go to church to be a blessing and leave church and be a blessing. That's what it's about. That's how the church will grow. Amen? I ain't going to talk about Disney World today. Everybody say amen. So I won't talk about it. Agree with me. Come on. Agree with me. I've been there a few times. I don't want to talk about it today. Jesus answered, talking to them, have faith in God, guys. Have faith, disciples. For a truth I say to you that whosoever, we're going to focus on, say whosoever. Whosoever shall come, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Guys, pull up Proverbs 18. Proverbs 18, verses 20 and 21. Jesus said, have my kind of faith. Have faith in what I'm teaching you here. Proverbs 18, 20 through 21. It says, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. And with the increase of his lips, that belly is going to be filled. It's going to be filled with what? 8, verse 21. Death and life. Two options. Just two. Death and life is in the power of your tongue, not God's. In your tongue. And they that love it, love what? The fruit. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. In other words, what are you saying? It's what you're going to be eating. And I want healing. I want health. So don't be talking sickness and disease. I want to be prosperous. So don't be talking, I can't do this or I can't do that. No, God has given you a can-do. Instead of a Mountain Dew, we have a can-do attitude. Yeah. Amen. I don't drink Mountain Dew anymore. I diet Mountain Dew. I'm working on some mountains, amen. Come on, working on some mountains. Amen. I got some mountains to move. And I got to put my faith to work. Amen. I got to put my faith to work. So I got to be saying some things, but also I got to be watch what I'm hearing. Because I just heard the devil speak to me this morning. I thought. But I spoke back. The devil said, you did this, but I said, but Jesus is in me, devil. See, the devil tempted Jesus, but Jesus quoted the word back to him. Amen. Jesus believed the word, and he wasn't deceived. Say, I'm not going to be deceived. Because you got the faith of God, and Jesus has prayed that our faith faileth not. We got unfailing faith, and we got unfailing love. You're loved. So Proverbs 18, 21 talks about you are what you eat. You have what you say. Me and Reed and all our ministers here, we discipline you to listen. What you hear, God gave us two ears. It's important what we hear, and it's important what we say. Amen. Now, there's a lot of things we can't tune out, but there's a lot of things we can. You know, we're going to come across all different paths of different people, but we've got the way maker on the inside. Amen. And we got to show them the way, the right way. And we talked about the last session that there's a way that seemeth right to man, but the end thereof is death. That's the wrong way. Death is the wrong way. Speak of life. And it takes faith to speak contrary to what is in our eyes and coming in our ears and what we smell and what we taste. It takes faith. So he said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, I'm glad he said whosoever, and not just the Pharisees, or if the Sadducees, if the Pharisees. No, he said, whosoever shall say. Why? Because God had said, be fruitful, be multiplied. He didn't categorize it. He's talking to mankind. You want to be blessed? Be a blessing. You want to have friends? Be friendly. You want to be healthy? Don't talk sickness. Amen? That's just what we got to do. What we hear, we got to filter by our faith of what has God said. What has the Word said? And then we say what that says. That's covenant. And God can't break his covenant. So we give him his Word back. He's got something. We can put the faith to work. God can put that faith to work in that situation. Amen? So this will work for rich people. This will work for poor people. It doesn't matter if you're in Africa. It doesn't matter if you're in, what's that northern city? That's Canada, Alaska. I'm going, Alaska, I ain't never been there. It's cold up there. I don't know if I'll ever make it that far. Or you can be north, south, east, or west. It don't matter. The word will work anywhere. God's word will work. Don't forget me. Kelsey, make a note. Pray for the Perrys. They did a work in Nicaragua. And I'll talk about that at the end of the service. I'll say a work is still in progress. Amen. This will work for smart people. Talking about the word. And it'll work for not so smart people. I said that a whole lot nicer than I heard somebody else say it. Smart people and not so smart people. Amen. We got to watch what we say. Amen. And the way we say it. We got to let the word adjust our attitude. Our attitude. I'll just tell you, as I was listening to Bill, he gave this demonstration. It so much talks about how the word can affect you. Let the word change you. And Dr. Bill Winston, he was in the process of change. Now, he's in Chicago and doing the work in Chicago. But before that, he worked for IBM. Anybody know what IBM? That was a major computer company back in its day. And I'm not sure how they're doing now. But Bill said he didn't know. There was a meeting going to happen. A lot of the CEOs coming down from IBM and to listen to Bill, because Bill's supervisor had faith in him. Bill was a faith man. He was learning faith, and he had confidence in what he was doing to that company. And so his supervisor wanted these big wigs to hear Bill Winston, the way he talked and the way he was there to sell for the company. And so he could get Bill promoted. Promotion was coming. Why? Because Bill was, man, he had an attitude of faith. He believed in himself. He believed in God, and God was bringing him up. But said, so this meeting, Bill was taking off to go to this meeting. It's like 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning. He's on the way. And as he's going, one of Bill's friends calls him. And so Bill felt like it was kind of real touchy situation. He needed to talk to his friend on the way to the meeting. So Bill got up early enough. So he goes talk to his friend, and his friend just starts pouring all this bitterness of how he's been treated and how whatever was the situation, how the company's been so bitter to him, and he just going to tell this person off. And just so Bill's listening to all this, and then he leaves. And when he gets to the meeting, Bill's supervisor introduces him to the CEOs, and he's doing his demonstration, whatever he's going to do. And said, as he displayed it, one of the CEOs asked a question. And Bill said, well, it's right here on the chart. Can you not read it for yourself? And then went on with his presentation. At the end of the meeting, the CEOs had a little conversation with the supervisor and left. See, but Bill didn't know they were there. He didn't know these big wigs were coming. This was just a regular meeting to Bill. He didn't know the big guys were here. And after that, his supervisor took him into the office. And I think Bill said he said some choice words. What in the blankety blank is going on with you today, Bill? What's wrong with you? He's like, what do you mean? What do you mean? He says, what's wrong with your attitude? This ain't Bill Winston. He said, oh, I stopped and saw a friend today. And just, so see what happened? A root of bitterness took a hold of in his spirit, changed his attitude, and it cost him his promotion. See, that's where we got to be. If you want to be friend, have friends, be friendly. But you got to be in the word. And so you can't let people change you. You got to let the inside. You got to let God from the inside out change you. You can't let that rub up. See, that's where you got to be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. And see what it did. See, that was one of them. That was the devil speaking. When that person called, the devil was using that person. Bill should have said, no, I got an important meeting. I'll be with you right after. And see, that's timing that only comes, like, you know, we talked about Moses. Moses, God had a plan for Moses, but he missed it. Timing was off. Moses said, I got this, God. I'll take care of this Egyptian by his hand, by his strength, by Moses' strength. And it cost them, what, an extra 20, 30 years of suffering, because Moses had to go back into the wilderness training. He had to go to Bush University. Amen. That's what Moses had to do. Why? Because he needed to hear from God. Amen. God had to send him a burning bush experience to get him close to holy ground, so people can be blessed and not be destroyed or be cursed. See, God has a plan for you. Put your faith to work. Don't get ahead of God. Don't be behind God. Walk with God like Enoch did. Enoch. The Bible says he walked with God. Walked with him. Wouldn't get ahead of him. Come on, Lord. It's okay to talk to God. Amen. And Enoch had this testimony. Terry, if he was here, he'd say, give me the mic and testify. I pleased God. He had a t-shirt on the front. I pleased God. That's what his t-shirt. He had this testimony. I pleased God. Why? He listened to him. He obeyed God's voice. He loved God. He loved their fellowship. And God said, I love this boy. Get up here. Took him. Snatched him. Snatched him off the earth. Jesse gave a little bit of demonstration in his heavenly vision that he asked about Enoch and Elijah because, see, they'd never tasted death. God took them in a chariot of fire, took Elijah, and just snatched Enoch on out of here. Snatched him up. And Jesse, now this is, you just got to believe, Jesse didn't have a vision. He was taken to heaven. And I just choose to believe what he said and what the word says, verified it. He said, God just spiritualized their bodies. In other words, how can they be up there so long? Because the Bible talks about how can you stand in the presence of the Lord and live? But God can do miraculous things. I tell you what, I'd rather be with God than be here. I don't know about you. Whatever he's got to do to change me, Lord, change me. Let me change. Come on, that song's in me this morning. Let God change you. Let him rearrange you. Amen. Don't be a stranger to God. Amen. Be a stranger to the world. Let this world just grow dimly in your eyes and in your ears. Amen. That's a choice you've got to make. That's a choice we have to make. I didn't say, God, Jesus prayed for us. He didn't say, Father, he didn't pray, Father, take them out of the world. He said that we'd be one. That we would be one. Father, as we are one, let them be one in this world. Let us have that same mind and that same spirit that's in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let it be in me. That's got to be your prayer. Lord, let it be in me. Let it move me. Let it direct me. Let it move me. Amen. Let it move me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Where am I at? Y'all don't even know. Y'all ain't got my notes. Y'all don't even know where I'm at. Whosoever. Say, I'm a whosoever. You know, me and Sherry, we was driving back. I forget where it was now, but and there was this big bird just kind of went right in front. She goes, what in the world was that? I said, I don't know. It was something big. I said, I think it was a who. I think it was an owl. You know, big birded. It wasn't a vulture. They ugly birds. I know what they look like. But its wingspan, it was so big, it had to be maybe an owl has a big wingspan. I said, he better be glad he was fast. He'd been a dead big bird. Because he hit my windshield, he's going to be dead. He's going to be roadkill. Because I ain't dying. I'm not leaving. Amen. It ain't my time. God says it's your time down here, not up here. He told me that a year ago. It's your time, our time. Amen. Start preaching faith. Preach and teach the word of faith to the world to make ready a people. Get them prepared. Jesus is coming. You got to be prepared before he comes. Prepare to meet your maker right now. Be prepared to meet God. And I tell you, if you don't know God, you need to call upon Jesus. Because we went up in the mountains, and one thing I loved is when I was younger was go to the Linville Caverns. We was in Banner Elk. One thing I remember about the Linville Caverns is you could go down in that mountain, and you go down there to where it's so narrow, you had to walk through kind of like this, and the rocks are all wet and cold. You in the heart of that mountain. And you get down there, and you're standing on a old metal floor, and there's nothing but water. They said they've dropped something down there. And even divers try to go down far, and they can't even find the bottom at like 300, 400, 500 feet. So they just quit trying. It's deep. And you get down there, and they said, now you're going to experience total darkness. And they cut the lights out. And they'll say, put your hand in front of your face. And when it goes out, you can't even see your hand. But that place, because of COVID, should I go there? We're in a cavern now to begin with. It's not as wide as this bench to that bench. But we're going to get squeezed closer, though. But we can't go down there because of COVID. I'm like, I paid good money. I want to go down in that hole. That's where I was having my memory. I'm like, I didn't do that. But on the inside, I was I want to go in the hole. Pastor, I might not have been able to fit. Maybe God closed that for me. Maybe he knew my body couldn't get through that reed. But I'd have went to the back of the line anyway. I'd have moved to the back. I'd say, okay, I just want to squint down and look. But anyway, What was I talking about? I was going to make a point. Pastor got me off right there. Pastor got me off. I was talking about I want to go God now before he returns because I don't want to be cast into outer darkness. You get down in that cave. They did take us to the second level, and they found another place where they could still cut the lights out. And he did that example. I'm like, thank you, Jesus. I knew about this. I wanted to see this outer darkness. And there's only two places in the world. That's what they said. I'm quoting what my tour guide told me. I trust in him because he'd been there. Amen. So anyway, he said two or three places in the world that you can experience total darkness, and this was the second place. And they did. They cut that light off with Tammy, and you couldn't even see your hand. Why? No light. Total darkness. The fish in that place are blind because when they leave, they cut the lights out, and without light, there's total darkness. Without Christ, if you don't know Jesus before he returns, you're going to be cast into outer darkness. There's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You can't even see the terror that's going on around you. That's hell. That is hell, and it was not created for mankind. It was created for the devil and his angels, and God doesn't want nobody there. Put your faith to work. Put your faith in Jesus. If you don't know him now, get right now because he's coming soon. He's coming again. And if you don't call on him, you have no place in paradise. Where is paradise? Jesus told a thief on the cross, hadn't been baptized in water, but he said, Lord, I want to be with you. And Jesus said, I tell you what, today, see, he put faith in God. He put faith in he put faith in the King of Kings that was on the cross. He said, Lord, when you come to your kingdom, Lord, remember me. And Jesus said, not only will I remember you today, see, Jesus knew this was his last day. He said, today you'll be with me. He didn't say in heaven. Where did he say? In paradise. Where is paradise? Where Jesus is. That's Abraham's bosom. That's paradise. Jesse said in heaven, the first person you see, now this is Jesse. I'm not writing a book about this, but he said the first person you see will be Abraham because that's paradise, the outer court, Abraham's bosom. Hey, I just want to see Jesus. Jesus has got all that worked out, but I'm telling you what, Jesse, he saw Abraham. He said, Jesse, this is my paradise. Ain't that awesome? Paradise ain't down here no more. It ain't in the heart of the earth. It's in heaven with Jesus. Jesus took those saints with him, took Abraham with him. The saints that put faith in what Abraham said, that's our father of faith. He's not my father. He's my father of faith. I've never met him, but I know him. I believe his word. I believe he had faith in God. Amen. Abraham did. And he's alive forevermore. Amen. Put in your faith to work. I'm a whosoever. Whosoever shall say, so to put your faith to work, we've got to say what the faith God says. And he sent us Jesus to show us how to say it, where to say it, when to say it. Amen. Then when we say what God says, my word will not return to me empty. When I say what God says, God makes the Holy Ghost come and bring it to pass. Light be. The Holy Ghost created light. He's God too. He's in you. The Holy Spirit's in you. The holy fire of God is in you. His temple is in us. We are his temple down here now. Amen. There's a temple in heaven too. But God says, I look better in you. See, God didn't create us to be alone. Amen. He told us. It's not good for us to be alone. Amen. Now, he's saying that spiritually. Because you might be married, and then whether your spouse went on to heaven or not before then, if without God, you're alone. See, it's a spirit. God does not create us to be without him, himself. He created us to be with him. That was always his plan. That we would be together. And to hear his voice. Amen. And to know the way. The right way of good. And also, he didn't want us to know evil. God was going to keep all that to himself. He told us that. Amen. But thank God he sent us Jesus. When we got out of the way, he sent the way. He sent Jesus to us. And said, I love you're loved. And Jesus is the only way to the Father. He's the only way back. I said, he's the only way back. Schwarzenegger, I mean, you know, Arnold had it, you know, he's a Terminator. He always said, I'm coming back. Jesus is the life giver, and he said, I'm coming back. And he said, I'm not coming back alone. I'm coming back with thousands, ten thousands of my saints. The second time he's coming, but there's a snatching away that's going to take place first. That's called the rapture of the church.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. But Jesus is coming back, but he's not coming back alone. He's coming back with his saints. And I don't even think we got to fight, because it says he's going to fight with the sword of his word. I think we're going to be in agreement. The Bible says we're going to be saying they had their chance. And he's coming back for vengeance, for justice. God is. Jesus came as our Savior, but he's coming back as Judge and King. Amen? And he wants to find us being faithful. And he wants everybody to come and get into the kingdom, but he knows everybody's not going to choose life or death. They're going to choose death. And Jesus ain't happy about that. Amen? He's not happy about that. He's not happy to say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. That's not going to make Jesus, he's not going to be feeling happy about that. But he cannot change it. Come on, he can't change the time when the Father says, time's up, Jesus can't change it no more. That's in the Father's hand. So we got to get on the job. Preach some good news. Amen. Amen. Let people know that Jesus is coming. He's going to set everything right. Ain't going to be no ifs, ands, or buts. That's a message for another day. It's in my phone. I just ain't got to it yet. Amen. Reed, you might have to preach that one. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Jesus is coming. Amen. Are you ready? Are you prepared to meet the Lord? If not, say yes to Jesus. That's as simple as it can be. Just say, yes, Lord, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you lived a sinless life. And, Lord, I want to be with you in paradise. I want to see you, Lord. And he says, just believe and confess me as Lord. Just believe. And if you believe that and confess him as Lord, you are saved, sealed by the Holy Ghost, and you will be changed. I knew when I was changed. I knew that I knew that I knew I was changed. I didn't look no better on the outside. But my attitude, my spirit had changed. I went from death to life. And I acted different. I went to church. Amen. I knew I needed to be around the Word. I just didn't go to any church. I went to the right church. Amen. There's a right church for you out there. And it'll be a church. You'll be hearing some good news and power being manifested. People getting healed. Amen. Breathe it in. Breathe in the healer. Amen. Jack, you ready to preach the rest of this message? Huh? Come on, not yet. All right. Hey, just be honest. Amen. You got it. You got the same fire I got. Amen. That rod you have in your hand, throw it down and say, in Jesus' name, pick it up. Now you got the rod of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Take that cane and give it to Jesus and say, Lord, there's been one Cain, and I didn't like his attitude. I'm talking about Cain, Abel's brother. Throw it down, Lord. You're my healer. You know what I'm saying? Put your faith to work. Amen. When you get on that couch and throw that cane down, say, Lord, I'm throwing down this cane before you, Lord. You are my healer. You, in your wings, Lord, you lift me up. This cane is just temporary. Say temporary. It's just temporary. It's a temporary tool. I'm getting my manifestation. Amen. I'm getting my healing. Put your faith to work. We got to put that faith to work. George's not here this morning. I'd pick at myself because I didn't number my pages again. I got changed this weekend. I forgot to put my numbers on my pages. But just to tell you a little bit about our healing journey through the mountains, I didn't know it was going to be a healing journey. But I had to put my faith to work. And I'll tell you, I wasn't hitting all cylinders this week. Because Friday night, that past Friday night, Rome was playing football. We was at Friday night football. And thank God, you know, we stand, do the Pledge of Allegiance, right toward the end. You know, I don't think I have my eyes closed, but looking out to the fact, I hear some noise, and I thought it was my little chair. If I get up, a lot of times it'll fall, because it's one of those backy chairs, falls off and make a noise. But I turn around, this young man is tumbling down the steps. This is concrete and metal, and he's like two flights above me. Young, 16, 17-year-old. So I want to go grab him, kind of help him with the fall, pray for him, and my feet, the bleachers, you got to understand these bleachers, you can get your feet caught underneath the bleachers because the concrete, you know what I mean, there's nothing there to keep your toe from going I'm not as young and spry as I used to be. I'm finding that out. I'm getting some understanding, Reed. I'm just not as quick, and I'm not 170 pounds like I used to be. Amen, Jack. So my feet got stuck. So guess what? I start falling, and I land right on my knees into the concrete, 260 pounds. Stop. I was hurting. So I got this guy. I said, "You okay?" By the way, I said, "You okay?" Because I'm in pain. I said, "You okay?" And the cops come, you know, and he's getting his senses. I'm not sure what happened. My sister, she's a certified nurse. She's been in ER 40 years. She's at the game. She's coming looking at me. She goes, "You okay?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Just help me up." I need help. Help me up. And she helped me up. And I was in pain. I'm still bruised, swelling. You know what I did? I put my hand on my knee and prayed in tongues. I thank you, Lord, for my healing. That's what I'm trained to do. I'm putting my faith to work. And the police officer said, "You okay? Can we need to call?" I said, "I'm good. I'm good. Thank you. I'm good. Thank you for your thoughts." And my wife wasn't there. She didn't get to see this great thing. She didn't get to see this great thing that happened to me. Thank you, Jesus. She was on her way. She was coming because I was there saving all the seats for everybody. It was homecoming. And I didn't even tell her. Dallas was there. He saw the whole thing. You just got to know Dallas. He's like, "Dad," he's just shaking his head. Nothing else need to be said. So I told my wife on the way home what happened. And so on our trip, guess what? I'm the driver. I got to drive that night to Banner Elk in the night, in the mountains. That's my driving knee. You know what I mean, Jack? That's my driving leg. Praying in tongues. Get me some good worship music on. Going to the mountains. Praising God. Get up there. I'm glad Sherry didn't. We hadn't made plans yet. There was no camping, no hiking in the mountains. Thank you, Jesus. You know, she didn't have nothing planned at. So it is a two-story house. So I like to play pool. The pool table's downstairs. So I had to walk up and down the steps if I wanted to play some pool. Didn't do a lot of that. But I'm putting my faith to work. Holding on to the handrail. Thank you, Jesus. Well, the first night, we're going to have hobos. Anybody know what a hobo is? You take some good old hamburgers, some cut up potatoes, and whatever you want to put, and you put it in there, and you wrap it up real tight, and you put charcoal out there in the fire pit, and you throw that in the fire on charcoal, and you let it cook instead of using your $2,000 oven. You know what I mean? It's called roughing it, making a change. You know, we change, and we're not doing it this way. We're doing it this way, and we love that. That's hobo. It's just better. It's just, you sit out by the fire. Sherry's, my Ruthie's boyfriend, he even did all that. He made the fire. So we're out there, and Sherry's been out there. She had a s'more. We had s'mores before we had the main meal. We out of character right there, Reed. Heavy dessert needed too. So it's about time for the hobos to be taken off. So Miss Sherry goes in to get the plate. So she comes down the two flight of steps, and it's dark now, getting dark. You can only see by the campfire light. So when she steps, she hits the edge of the inch and a half little steppers they have there at the end. And we hear a crash and a plate crash. And we hear, "Oh," in a female's voice. "You all right?" Faith speaks. There were some words she said there, but she wasn't. Her ankle swelled up. So it's a healing journey in the mountains. So now we're putting our faith to work. Amen. We trust in God. We could have, nothing wrong going to the ER, but Sherry released her faith, and we prayed. And it still swelled up. She was bruised, Jack. She was wounded. But by his wounds, Isaiah says, we were and we are healed. And we release faith in the word and the healing. And it was a process. It still is. She's got a little limp, but she was healed. Amen. And she put ice on it. She did all the natural things, but we put our faith to work. We got a good weekend. We got a vacation planned here. We're not planning on going to the ER and going to the hospital. But that's okay. If you need to go, go. But that's according to your faith. Amen. Jesus said, according to your faith, it's okay to go to the hospital. The doctor's nothing wrong with that. We don't have one up in Banner Elk. And we went to some of the restaurants up there. It's a little town. And it's crowded. I can imagine what the hospital, I didn't go, but I could just imagine what the hospital might have been. And the bill, it cost you, amen. Those doctors got to make a living too. That's just my story, our little story, but we had a wonderful time. You see, I'm up here, I'm standing, I'm walking. I still got a little process recovering. I had to go to work Thursday, get down on my knees, gingerly, amen, thanking God that I'm healed. I've seen people put their faith to work today to come to church. That's okay. And it's okay to stay home. It doesn't matter, but put your faith in God. Put it to work. Where you are, He's there. Whosoever shall say. What are we talking about? Putting your faith to work. Part two. And we're coming to an end, but I'm not done. Might be part three. Let me see. I want to make sure I'm on the right page. So he said, whosoever shall say. So put your faith to work. We must say what God has said. Then God comes for his work and he watch over it. That faith is a servant. Let it work. Put your servant to work. Put faith to work. That's what we call grace. God's ability. That's his grace. His power. His grace. I was saved by grace through faith. My part. Two parts to it. I was born again by grace through faith. A lot of people want to know, or they want to see the work. They want to see it. They want to see it first, but and then believe. That's not faith. That's doubt. You're doubting God. You don't need to see how it's going to be done. That's God's part. God didn't tell you to do that. He said, believe. Believe me. Believe God. Put trust in me. Put your faith in me. Because God doesn't do it all the same. Amen. He told Jesus, spit on the ground. Get some mud. Spit on it and put it in his eyes. And he'll be healed. No. He said, now Jesus said, now go wash. See, the faith point was in the washing. Jesus did his part. He did what the Father said. Now you got to do your part. What Jesus says to do. Wash. Go here. Do this. Do that. Testify. Say it now. Don't say it now. What is Jesus saying? Amen? How's Cameron doing? Shane. Why did I say Cameron? We need to play for Cameron. Shane. See, here's somebody that wants to come. Amen. Believing for a change in him. Amen. Believing for a change in him. See, just put our faith in God is able. He's able to do what? Do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask for Shane. That's God's. That's his grace. That's what he wants to do. So we want Shane to believe that, receive that. That God is able. Come on. God is able. He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or even think. Lord, expand Shane's thinking in Jesus' name. Lord, expand like the prayer of Jabez. Lord, expand his tent, Lord. Shane, that he can comprehend that God's going to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that Shane or we even ask. That's the God that we serve. That's the too much God. Amen. He's more than enough. He's El Shaddai. That's one of his names. Amen. See, we don't need to see how it's going to be done. That's faith's job. That's God's work. Amen. We just need to know that it's done. It's not going to be done. It was done. It was done when Jesus said, it's finished. It was done. Amen. Your healing's done. Your salvation's done. It's a complete work in Christ. Now, there might be a process. There might be a time that we're involved in something. But the work has been done. From the foundations of the world, it's been done. Amen. That's the way God sees things. Finished. Come on. He sees it finished, Terry. He sees your prayer is finished. It's done. Put your faith. Whosoever shall what? Say. Say it's done. Say it's over. It's done, devil. My children are serving God. See, it says it's done. So you put a spiritual force into operation. Somebody prayed that over me. Amen. Because I wasn't always saved. None of us, we didn't come out of the womb saying, we saved. No, we came out of the womb saying, we lost. We need Jesus. Amen. We're born into sin. But God sees us saved. He sees us through the eyes of Jesus. All we got to do is what? Have a preacher share some good news. That you ain't got to go to hell. You can go to heaven. You put faith in Jesus. Amen. That's putting faith to work. I'm going to close right here. Faith is going to do the work. Faith is going to do rest in Jesus. That's that rest that he has given us. Rest in me. Have rest in the work, the finished work of the cross. Amen. When Jesus said something's finished, you say it's finished. That doesn't mean you ain't got to pray, but when it comes a time when he says, okay, that's it. Don't pray that way. Don't pray that prayer no more. It's finished. That's when you get up and put faith to work. Let faith have its what? Perfect work. Amen. And that's going to take some patience. You got to trust God that he's working. Amen. That he's working. God delivers. Faith is going to do the work. Whatever God delivers into your hand must first be declared out of your mouth. You need to hear that again? Whatever God delivers into your hand was first confessed out of your mouth. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone. He said something. But by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, that's how you're going to live. You got to have bread, but that's not living. Come on. We can have all the food. We can have all the delicacies of this world. Has offered, but that ain't living. Unless you know Jesus, you're dead. Amen. There's a lot of people living on the edge. They need to just jump on off to Jesus. Amen. I'm about to living on the edge of this world system. Got it all. Got all the money. Got all the fame. But if they ain't got Jesus, they're lost and they're dead. I was one of those persons. I didn't have all the money. I didn't have all the fame, but I still was dead. See, dead's dead. It's just dead. You don't need to describe dead other than dead. Not producing. Not living is dead. But you ain't got to stay that way. Jesus came to raise the dead. Amen. Jesus was the firstborn of many brethren. He was the first begotten, but he also was the first that was raised from the dead. And if Jesus was raised, when I got born again, I've been raised from the dead. Amen. I've been changed, Terry. I might be singing that song for weeks and weeks. We just needed to hear that song. We've been changed. And we're going to be changed more. Don't get used to what you're looking like or what you're feeling like, because God's going to do another change. He's done an exchange. See, a covenant's there. He exchanged. He took my poverty and gave me his riches. That ain't just talking about money. That's talking about wealth. I'm talking about had the wealth of God. See, the gold and the silver to God, he just looks, that's just pretty stuff to him. But to us, see, man, without God, we have to take gold and we have to make a system out of it. You understand? We had to make a system. God never intended that to be a system. He intended us all to love one another the same. Money was never in his vocabulary. We made it. We took what God made and we what? We twisted it. We're talking about sin. This is what sin does. It twisted and turned gold into something. Now we've got a monetary system. Never God's plan. Amen. He's walking on what we're living on. Come on, he walks on streets of gold and we're living on. Amen. One day, we're just going to lay on it. Amen. Take your shoes off. Kick them off. And I said the wrong word there, didn't I? Somebody's still dealing with shoes in this place. I think that was a word from the Lord for somebody in this place. Kick your shoes off and just enjoy. Might as well get used to it now. Just kick them off and get used to it now. Amen. Moses, take off your shoes. The place you're standing on is what? Holy ground. Put your feet in the sand, Moses. Let's fellowship. That's what God's asking you to do today. Fellowship. Worship him. Love him. Adore him. Honor him. and he will. He is manifesting. I tell you what, I'm feeling a whole lot better just being here today. Lisa prophesies that a lot of times you're preaching, revelation comes while you're preaching, because it ain't coming from me, it's coming from God. And I do my part, I put notes, I study, but unless he shows up, it's just words on a page. Amen. But when he shows up, I said, when he shows up, the anointing, the glory shows up. Father, we just thank you right now for your glory manifesting in this place, in your people, Lord. Lord, Moses cried, Lord, I want to see your glory. Well, we saying the same thing, Lord. We just thank you that you have manifested your glory through your goodness, through Jesus. He is the manifested glory, the wisdom of God. But you put him in a you put him in a flesh body so we could see you, Lord, and touch you. Well, Lord Jesus, he's ascended. He's sitting now, but we can still touch you, Lord, by the Holy Spirit, present by the Word, Lord, by your Spirit. You still want to fellowship and touch your people. So I thank you right now for your anointing, touching those, Lord, that are dealing in their bodies today, Sharon and Pastor Jack, anybody, myself, dealing with issues in my body, Lord, that you can take my flesh. You have taken your flesh and let it be crucified. You let Jesus be crucified so that we could be glorified. And Lord, we're just sitting here in your glory, and we thank you for your glory manifesting right now in our bodies and in our minds, Lord, that even in the worst of times, we can have the best of times. Because, Lord, that's how much you love us and care for us. So we just thank you right now, Lord. We give you praise. We give you honor. And Lord, if there's anybody that's watching, hearing this message today, I believe they're watching, and they've never received you as Lord and Savior, all you got to do is call on the name of the Lord. Call on the Lord. There's only one name, Jesus. In his name you shall be saved from the hell that is in the future of all those that do not put faith in his name. But if you call upon his name, you ain't got to wait to experience heaven. It starts then. Jesus comes in within, and things are changed. If you put faith in Jesus and you called him, made him Lord, send me an email. Visit our website, Pastor J at wordoffaithworshipcenter.org, WOFWC.org. We'll pray for you. Come visit us. We'll lay hands on you. We'll agree with you. We'll cry with you. We'll pray with you. We'll see God manifest in your life. Because he likes to come, and he likes to show off in his people. Because he's a God of the living. He's not a God of the dead. We don't serve a dead God. We serve a living Savior. And Father, we just thank you for that. Lord, I just release our faith today, Father. We call Wayne healed. We call his back touched right now. That infirmity, Lord. Lord, we call it released right now, a release of our faith and a release of that anointing into his lower back right now in the name of Jesus, Father. We just call him healed right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you for Shane receiving that word, receiving the word, the words of life that we release today, Lord. He receives it in his body, that he will not die and live in death, but he will live and declare the works of the Lord. He will live the good life. The good life that you called us to live. I thank you, Father God, for doing a deep work in Pastor Jack in his body right now, Lord. He may fall. We may fall physically or spiritually, but the Bible, your word says we shall arise. Lord, we call Jack arising now, healing arising in your wings, Lord. Let healing arise from the bottom of his foot, all in those muscles and tendons right now, Father. In Jesus' name, we call him whole. We call that wound healed. Lord, by your wounds, Jack is healed. Not only in his leg, but in his body and in his mind, Lord. Healed in Jesus' name. You are the healer. And Father, we believe. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you for people putting their faith to work today. That when Sharon breathes in, she breathes in the glory of God. That, Lord, this agging feeling in her chest will leave and stay gone in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just thank you right now for the testimonies that will come forth out of your people today, Lord, of what you have finished. And you are faithful. And we thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Any other personal prayer this morning?
Thank you for joining us today at Word of Faith Worship Center. I pray God's grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then according to Romans 10, 8 through 10, the word is nigh unto thee, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth Jesus as your Lord and believe that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart you believe unto righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. We would ask you today to simply say, yes, I believe this, and I say yes to Jesus. Now, if you just received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we would encourage you to get into a good church. Our church is located at 757 Harris Street, Northwest, Concord, North Carolina, 28025. And you can also find us on the internet at wordoffaithworshipcenter.org or wofwc.org. We hope to see you soon. Blessings.